The campaign finance reform package will face its first legal test almost immediately if the governor signs it into law. As part of the plan, the state attorney general's office will file a lawsuit to see if the plan holds up in court. Wisconsin Right to Life legislative director Susan Armacost says the campaign finance reform package violates the First Amendment rights of citizens groups at election time. Organizations like Right to Life would be required to report which candidates they're targeting beforehand, among other regulations.
For example, within 60 days of an election, in order to even mention the name of a candidate in any way, shape, or form, show a picture of that candidate, anything like that, you would have to become a political action committee.
Armacost says if the courts don't immediately strike down the campaign finance reform package, Wisconsin Right to Life may consider legal action of its own. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association President Jim Haney says the intentions behind the campaign finance reform package seem good, but he says the courts have had a long history of rejecting prior restraints on free speech. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.